Okay, so I, yes, it's working. Hello, everybody. Nice to meet you. I will present quickly myself. I'm Benjamin. But before this presentation, maybe just a fun fact. We just the situation is quite obvious today. We have to imagine how we could take the opportunity to find a solution to this fight, which has been for a few years. So where do we speak from? I'm the director of the strategy of Trake, Trake.ai, which is an open source workplace developed by Linagora. And Samuel. Yes.
I'm leading the La Suite project for the French government. So that's a digital workspace we're trying to give to our state agents, about 3 million agents.
More. Okay. So I think it's better here. So mail, and it's not here that I will learn you something. Mail is still at the core of a workplace because the mail is still the main vector to interact with the outside of an organization. So it's still very, very, very important. But the mail integration is still not satisfying. Of course, when you speak, you imagine about integration regarding mails, you think about contacts, agenda. But you have also to consider files, and those files today are in a drive. So you want to be able to pick and to deposit an attachment from or into your drive. There are the notifications, because when you are in a video, you don't expect your mail to send you pop-ups on your screen that will be shared with everybody that you are sharing the video. It's about AI. You expect your mail to use some platform AI tools, for instance, a kind of copilot to help you produce new content for your mails. But it's also about navigation. You expect to have something more integrated through the whole workplace and not only to the mail. And this integration should be at the core of our preoccupation today, I think, because there's an historical opportunity to kick out Microsoft. First, there is this geopolitical situation that is so obvious today. I don't know how to limit the echo. So the geopolitical situation, but also a maturity of free and open source services, which has never been so important and relevant. The problem of those services is that we cannot completely compete against Microsoft because open solutions are still silos. You have good drives, you have good calendars, you have good solutions for video, but creating a workplace is not about adding an SSO over few good silos. And I think that structurally, the open source ecosystem is by design in charge of developing good verticals, good silos, and we lack transversality. So to kick Microsoft, SSO over a bunch of services is not enough, and we need to provide a smart platform experience. So what do we mean by this smart platform experience? Let's go into an example of what we did between Twake and La Suite to imagine what we could do as a standard to make it easy to orchestrate different services into a coherent workplace. So we'll try to make a demo without demo effect. So here we have a drive, a completely classical drive with the recent sharings, all you can navigate through your documents. And in the other end, you have another application, Docs, which is a part of La Suite, which is a Notion killer, an application in which you can easily add some rich context with some alerts. This is an alert. But this application, this note-taking application, has its own way to classify your documents, your notes, its own way to share your notes. whereas it's precisely the role of a drive. And here you see that we made this integration so that in the drive we can create a document, a node docs, which is the same as the one that you have into docs, but with the file integration. So for instance, in this note, I can modify the sharing rights. I can add a date, an expiration date to today. And I can enter this this note, but this note integrated into the platform. So it means that if, for instance, I change the title, this title is modified also at the, I will, it will be easier to be seen like that. You see that in the drive, the title is updated. You have a platform level description of the data, of the metadata of each object, so that when there's an event into the doc, this event is spread across the platform so that it can be taken into account everywhere. So here it was about the title of the note, but if I click on share, here it's not the sharing system of docs which is displayed, but it's the platform sharing system which is displayed, so that you can see that you have exactly the same parameters as in the drive. So the drive is now the way to classify and share your notes, even if at the beginning those two applications were designed completely separately. And we go even further by adding this contextual bar so that you know that this document is part of this folder where you have other documents that you can also navigate through very quickly, or even activate some features such as renaming, moving, or doing whatever you want in into your classification system. So you no longer have two different applications. You have a platform which helps the services to provide an integrated service. Another important point is that you can see that the top bar here is at the platform level, so that you can navigate through the whole platform, having access to your user account parameters, and you can also access to other La Suite apps, so because I was showing Docs, but also Visio and Grist, so that you have this ease of interaction across all the services. So this was a brief, quick overview of what could be done, but you will see that the scope of what we need to orchestrate to provide a platform experience is quite broad, because of course the idea is not to develop some specific code for each integration, but to have a standard that would normalize how different services could interact. So there's quite a lot of interesting subjects, functional and technical. Authentication, user management, common settings, navigation, application packaging, platform level data and metadata management, sharings, inter-applications features, AI, Vault for end-to-end, and mobile and desktop experience. So I'll go very quickly through each of them. The aim is not to say that we have designed and understood all that should be done to the standard, but it's to show you that there's a very deep and interesting subject that we could dive together, because in the end, it's not just about technical, but it's about creating an ecosystem. So authentication, that's the most classical point. There's not much to say about authentication, whereas user management is more deep. You want to share some user profiles across your different services, for instance, some feature flags, some groups, some domains, some support parameters. The common settings, when you modify the language, some display theme, for instance, some quota or whatever regarding the individual, you expect each service to be aware of these modifications. Navigation is very important because it's the user experience coherence which is underneath. So of course the top bar, as I've shown you, but a common home from where you access all your services, the application grid, the access to the common settings or the contacts, the way to communicate to users, the global search, etc. Application packaging, the aim is that an application that has not been even designed to be integrated with this approach, with this standard, could be deployed into the platform. So having a kind of package, and we made it by using some iframes and some SSO tokens, so that an already existing app can be very easily integrated into the platform. We need to broadcast events when there's metadata which is modified, so that all the apps can be updated. You know, during the demo, there was this moment when I modified the title and it was spread across the whole platform in real time. The sharing, so that you have one common sharing system across the platform, not one per service. Inter-apps, so if you imagine in the mail, in the mail, you may expect to pick a file from the drive or to join a document to your to your mail. But you can also want you could also want to have AI tools that are platform at the which are developed by the platform and that can be provided to all the editors. For instance, a kind of copilot, but that you can leverage in any editors of your platform into your Office documents or mail editor. End-to-end encryption in a workplace will be more and more important. Managing secrets for the user is very difficult. So the need for a workplace is to manage one single secret for the user, which makes it possible for the platform to unlock a vault for all the client secrets of the different services which need client secrets. And regarding mobile experience, you can expect the platform to provide one single app for synchronization, authentication for all the different mobile apps that can be connected into the workplace. Last but not least, governance, it's about being able to find a denominator of solutions. That's why the expectation is to develop a consortium that can be at the beginning of an ecosystem of independent services. And in the end, to be able to provide user experience and an offer to in the market, which is even higher of what Microsoft can provide. So thank you very much for your attention. Here is the contact. We would like to organize a discussion, an open discussion in the coming today or tomorrow. So please connect and add your name so that we can set up a room and have this discussion in quite quick. We have already some very interesting people who want to participate. So I think it will be very interesting and looking forward to see you. Yes, and yes, and question is in fact most the most important. The idea is not to present a result, but more trajectories that must be fed with your questions and ideas. So, do you have some questions or suggestions on how to proceed?
What can I install?
Can you repeat?
No. You have the microphone, as opposed to remote.
Oh, okay.
What can I download and install? What's ready?
What you can deploy and install. For now, we have just made this proof of concept with La Suite. So it's Grist and Docs and Visio. But we want to go further so that what we did is not just a specific code, but can be defined at standard so that the modifications we made could be done by any other apps, a little bit like, you know, WOPI, if you are aware of this way of this standard, so that we could have an open project integrated into the drive, so that you could leverage another drive or another calendar solution and have this integration across all the services.
Discussing the same problem within the big statewide platforms in Germany. So some open desk platforms we take care of, but also in Schleswig-Holstein we have Nextcloud Drive, Open Exchange for Collaboration, Open Talk and other things. And at the moment we solve it on a case-by-case basis because time is an issue. Also the window of opportunity is now for all of these platforms. So really looking forward to participate. No real question, but a big thank you for thinking about that in a pretty much holistic way.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
And I'll rephrase the question. Are you really aiming for something that can be deployed, that can be downloaded and deployed by other organizations? Or
yes.
Are you aiming to provide basically software as a service? But
on no, fully open source, first a standard. Do we plan to provide only SaaS solution or some code that can be deployed by anyone? Yes, definitely, it's the second option. We want first to define a standard, so a specification, and then an implementation that could be done by different people. And maybe to answer you, because you said something very interesting, it's about the time. And when time is limited, the shortcut is to do some specific code. But we have the chance that I co-founded Cozy Cloud, which has been merged with Twake by Linagora. And Cozy Cloud, as its heart, was made to make it easy to deploy new services. So, in fact, from a different angle, we had to struggle with this problem. And that's why what I showed you is only 5 days of work, in fact. It was very short. It doesn't mean that everything is at a standard level, but it means that we add the concept to make it easy.
Maybe the approach we have is the other way around, that we have the same approach as you. Like, we don't have time, we have little money, but we try to make something that works, and by doing something that works, we realize that maybe not everybody agrees on what we should do, and not every software is the same to install, because, like, for example, in Docs, you have sub-documents, and a drive has sub-documents as well, I mean sub-folders, and so, okay, maybe you need to think of it, but when you insert sub-documents inside the drive, then there's an issue, like that it just doesn't work like this. So you need to think, how do you want to solve this? Do you want a single tree structure that is shared, and then you go further, or should we do a graph, like a Zanzibar approach? And so at the moment, we know that, okay, this works for Twake, and maybe like Open Project is here that is doing also integration, OpenDesk integrated docs as well in Open Project. And so we are sure of nothing, but we have done some proof of concepts of several things, and so we want to have this group of people who did things and who are ready to now think of, do we have a standard, and should we have several ways to integrate docs in another software thanks to this standard? Like, they are really difficult questions with rights, with trees in trees and stuff like this. So we need a group bigger than just us to think of this. And we also work with OpenDesk, so we know that it's difficult to find the way, to find the time and the brains to really think of something and make it a real standard. I don't know if it helps what I said, but
even if time is limited, to compete, we need to organize a platform experience. Otherwise, we are isolated silos with an SSO, and we will not. So we need to devote, to invest time in this need.
From the experience of integrating open projects into OpenDesk, I can only say that it's very important that we have these roles of the integrators. Like, these roles can do something that we as module and component providers cannot do. Because we cannot really say, hey, other component provider, please help us integrate us with you. It's so easy. It's too costly often. Mm-hmm. It's much easier if we stay in our own silo and improve our own product rather than talking to the other person. But you as the integrators, you can do something very important. Say, like, it's obvious that you need to integrate. And you can bring the power and the leverage and the money and whatever the political pressure or the need to bring us together and to work together, right? There's something that is new here in this ecosystem, that we have these new players like LastSuite, OpenDesk, MindBureau. They really set new new interests and new motivations. And these are very, very important, that these organizations become very stable and reliable partners.
Completely agree. And just I want to voice out that it's tough. It's really hard. And like, we are 2 years in the making, and I think we didn't crack it. We didn't crack it. So we also need you guys. And maybe we need an event just for this, like a sprint where we go somewhere for 2 days and just crack it on something like as basic as menu bar. Like, what is the JSON that we want to agree on? Maybe it's something really pragmatic.
Very focused. Yes. Yeah.
Put myself on the queue. So I second what Daniel said also about the integration. And I think I recently read an article where the Schleswig-Holstein people were explicitly asked, like, what is the shortcomings? So after the successful move, what is the shortcomings? And this integration was actually singled out as one predominant factor. And my question actually would be, if you look at what is, you know, you said, like, okay, we need to somehow find a way to, you know, not just be stuck on Microsoft and find alternatives. So first of all, what would be the benchmark for you? I mean, there's the things that came to my mind when I listened to that are, first of all, things like these add-in systems you might have in Outlook or a little bit also in Slack and stuff like that. So is that also what you see in scope here? And also, how does it relate to stuff like MCP or like, you know, AI-based interfaces which help you integrate applications? Or are you more thinking like really rich UI-based integrations only?
Can you? Yeah, can I rephrase?
You ask if for us the next step is mainly on the UX integration or also on the data side with AI and obviously both. And I would say that the target of the workplace until now was just to make it easy to ease the access to the services. Whereas with AI, the aim is to leverage the knowledge of all the documents of the workplace to augment the productivity. So UX is the previous train.
It's still required, but it's the old.
Yeah, and maybe the backends talking to each other is the hard part because you have trust involved. And like from now to June with OpenDesk and also our Dutch colleagues, we'll be working on a global find. So these are stuff that it's a microservice that we need. And when we take each standalone application, that doesn't give you a global find for your suite. So it's also, we also need some microservices that don't make sense alone, but that we need to define. So there will be some backend standards to be able to index your content, and there will be some front end to have to be able to serve all this search experience on the apps. So that's, everything is integrated, But we need to be very pragmatic and use cases. Like a user wants is in an email and he wants to get a file from a drive. What's the standard? Someone is in Visio, in the video conferencing, and they made a recording, and the video conferencing should push the recording to your drive. But before that, you need to pick a folder in the drive where you want your video to be recorded, and the video conferencing software should not be able to read all your files. It should be given securely access to only this folder. So you see, it's hard, and we need to see it as user use cases. Yeah. Like, don't try to, because it's infinite. And then we can compete with, I mean, compete. We can have alternatives to these big players.
All right. Thank you very much again. Thank you.